And is it finally time to exonerate millennials? The generation born between the early 80s and late 90s has been blamed for decreased population. They have fewer children. They're accused of killing off golf, department stores, napkins, canned tuna, housing sales, and cars. But a new report from the Federal Reserve says they're not killing these things. The cost of these things is killing them. That millennials are less well off than members of earlier generations when they were young, with lower earnings, fewer assets, and less wealth. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. You may have seen his piece, Millennials Didn't Kill the Economy, The Economy Killed Millennials. He joins us as he does every Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
So a lot of millennials are probably saying, see, it's true. But talk about, for instance, home ownership and compare millennials to previous generations. I'm surprised by this.
Yeah, there's a lot of surprising statistics in this study. And I should probably begin by saying that, full disclosure, I was born in 1986, which means that I am a millennial. So some people might say, oh, he's just trying to exonerate his own generation. Well, indeed, I am trying to exonerate my own generation. But yeah, let's take a look at houses. So for a long time, there's been this sense that young people were buying fewer houses than previous generations. This bears out in the data. The home ownership rate among young people today is significantly lower than the home ownership rate among similarly young people in previous decades.
Like
okay,
boomers.
So why is that?
Yeah,
right, like baby boomers
yeah.
and Generation X. So why is that? Maybe it's because young people today don't want houses, possible, or it's because they do want houses, but houses are too expensive for them.
I could have told you that.
Yes. It's amazing how much just a little bit of thinking can puncture this myth that, in fact, millennials want to destroy every feature of the consumer economy. So, you know, if you look at, for example, the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University, the price-to-earnings ratio has gone up across the country since the 1980s. It's doubled in metros such as Miami, Denver, Seattle. That means it is twice as difficult to buy a house with a median income in that area. So It's not just the case that young people say don't want houses, don't want cars. I think they do want these things. But as the Federal Reserve said, millennials are much poorer than previous generations because they've come of age after this great recession. That is the key here.
Well, and also they've come of age at a time when they were told you have to go to college. So they did. And they have huge debt.
Yeah, this is an inescapable part of the story. You now have over $1 trillion in outstanding student loan debt. And for many people, student loan debt is a burden that can be bared somewhat. If they have, you know, $3,000, $4,000 of student debt, but maybe they're making, you know, above the median income in the U.S., above maybe $60,000 in the U.S., they can pay off their student loans. But what seems to happen is that as they have this overhang of debt from their past, it makes it more difficult to get new loans, say a car loan to get a new car, or a housing loan, a mortgage to buy a house. And as a result, going to college has essentially pushed into the future a lot of these trappings of adulthood. It has delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, delayed that first car purchase, and delayed that housing purchase. So It's not the case that 25-year-olds, I think, are so different, you know, genetically and in terms of their preferences as previous generations, but rather that it's just going to take them a little bit longer to get to the point that we're used to 25-year-olds being at in terms of participating in the consumer economy.
Could you explain to me one aspect of this? It said that you know, these young consumers, 25 to 34, are spending less at traditional grocers, and people are citing things like canned tuna and napkins. And I found myself saying, who buys napkins when you're 25 anyway? I mean, that just doesn't follow.
This is a really, really important point. I think it's very typical for millennials to be blamed for cultural or economic changes when their only crime is behaving like everybody else. So, for example, the Wall Street Journal had a piece last year where they blamed young people for killing grocery stores. The proof was that people between 25 and 34 are less likely to spend as much money at grocery stores as they were in previous generations. Okay, that seems somewhat damning. But when you look a little bit closer at the evidence, everybody is spending less at grocery stores. They're shopping more at convenience stores like CVS. They're buying food at dollar stores. They're going to superstores like Walmart that aren't considered grocery stores in the government data. And then also Americans of all ages are eating out at restaurants more. So you put it all together and it actually turns out that the group that is moving quickest away from grocery stores toward restaurants isn't 20-somethings. It's senior citizens. It's people over the age of 65. But because when we see a novel trend, we tend to associate it with the most novel entrance into the consumer economy, millennials. Millennials bear blame for that which everybody is doing. Well, grocery store sales are down. Everything else is
Well, aren't they just taking the place of baby boomers who were also blamed for everything? You know, they were said to ignore climate change, but it was baby boomers who were actually fighting for the environment as well. You know, it's just that we tend to blame these young generations.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that culture in general has an anti-young bias. And I think we have an anti-young bias because we want to – I think part of it, frankly, is people feeling a kind of hometown pride about their own generation, that they want to think that Gen X either had it worst or, you know, is overcoming the most, or that the baby boomers are the most important generation. As a result, we stigmatize and otherize.
We're always
– let's all agree that grocery stores are fine and we can eat out at restaurants together.
It's high school all over again. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic. Thank you.
Thank you.